Welcome back to Wake Up Call. Time now for Buy or Sell. Buy or Sell.
You got it to do. All right, buy or sell time here on Sports Map Radio. We're watching Simona Halep and Anisimova, the United States lady.
Anisimova.
Yeah. Anisimova. Is that who it is?
Yeah. She's.
I wish I knew tennis. She's down one set. She's up. She's down 5-4. If she had won that, she would have tied it up at 5. That would have gone to tiebreaker. Now she's got a match point.
Wow. It'll just be an ace.
It'll be an ace, and that'll be it. That's all she wrote.
That's it for Americans.
That's it for the American side on the women. We still like Fritz.
Yep. She did it to herself. She's done.
She's done. Too bad. That's
next.
This is what happens. Next. Bye bye. Halep moves on.
And you know what the worst thing is? Now I'm officially out of the women's tournament because I don't know any of these people. At least I knew a flag.
Right. I knew a flag. I knew our country. That was it. All right. This is buy or sell. Ron gives us a thing. We buy or sell it. Let's start. Let's get going.
Well, first I got to tell you what the category is
and where
this was born from. And hopefully if you're listening now, you were listening yesterday because Tony got into a little bit of a Twitter battle.
I did.
Over the weekend. And it's an age-old Twitter battle. This battle, it will never be settled because there's no way to settle it. But nonetheless, it always provides just, two sides to an argument. And
I never understand why I get involved in this.
And the argument was Christian Laettner or Shaquille O'Neal on the Dream Team. And right. that'll continue past our time on this planet.
That's a good little debate.
Yeah. So I sat there and I started thinking, like, what other Twitter beefs are there?
Oh, very good.
That,
I like this.
You have to be on one side of the coin or not. And if you bring this up, and no matter what, somebody will debate you.
Okay.
So for instance, right, and I'm going to start off with a very easy one, right? And I'm paraphrasing it this way. I don't know if I believe it to this way, but I had to do it. I had to write it down this way. Hot dogs or sandwiches?
Oh, good one. I don't believe they're sandwiches.
Because that will always, that'll start some fire. So you're selling. You're selling that one.
I'm selling that. I don't think a hot dog is a sandwich.
I'm going to keep another easy one, right? Pizza is okay to put on pizza. I mean, pineapple is okay to put on pizza.
Well, now that I saw Stranger Things, don't deny until you try. I don't like it, but here's the problem. And I've said this to my wife because my wife doesn't like it either. But no, my wife does like it. I'm sorry. I've said I don't like pineapple on pizza. And yet I've never met one person who has tried it and said, oh, this is disgusting. It seems like everybody who tries it goes, wait, that actually is good.
Yeah.
Hold on. I didn't think it would be good. I actually like that.
I have tried pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
I have a neighbor who that's his go-to is it's pineapple and something else and red peppers. And I'll go over there and I'll have it and it's good.
Yeah.
Will admit it. I mean, I personally, that's not the avenue that I would go.
No.
But if it's an option that is there, I mean, and if there's several options, here's the truth. It's not the first one I go for, but there's that curiosity. It's like, okay, pineapple on pizza. And it's like, it kind of does work. It's weird.
Here's the thing with that. If the only way I'll ever try pineapple on a pizza is if I'm at a function, mostly media, where they have multiple pizzas out.
Yeah.
And there's pepperoni and cheese. And oh, by the way, here's ham and pineapple. But if my wife is ordering pizza, I would never say, this is the day I'm going to try pineapple. Because if I really didn't like it, I ruined the enthusiasm I like what I like. Get me what I like. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. But if it's at some media function or something or a party, I might, maybe I'll grab a slice and try it next time,
But I'm the same way. I won't order it for myself.
Yeah.
Because, maybe it's once a year, or maybe once every 3 years, thinking about it. Nah, not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
All right, you ready? Okay, here's some buy or sell for you. Ready?
Yep.
Phil Jackson's success came from his players, not him.
Ooh.
Any coach would have had the same success with the Jordan, Pippen, Rodman roster or Shaq and Kobe.
I'm going to sell that because I do believe the triangle had a big effect in their success.
Okay.
I believe the triangle was part of the equation. Of course, they had great talent, sure. But I believe that the triangle worked in a way that facilitated that talent and was part of the equation. I'll just put it that way. Would Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and them have won championships? Sure. Would they have won 6 in 8 years? I don't know. Would Shaq and Kobe have won 3 in a row with somebody else? Don't know. So I'm going to say I'm going to sell that. But that is a very good Twitter debate. People love dumping in on that one.
Yes, they do. How about this one? Major League Baseball should and needs to make amends with players from the steroid era and put the likes of Bonds, Clemens, McGuire, etc. into the Hall of Fame.
You know what? I have changed my mind on this. Years ago, I said no. As I've gotten older, I'm leaning towards yes. I'm gonna buy that one. I think that Major League Baseball has to figure out what they want to do with this because, is it a good look? Of course not. Is it a dark time? Sure. Is the Hall of Fame a museum? It's not really supposed to be. The Hall of Fame is not supposed to tell you the good stuff and the bad stuff. It's supposed to be a Hall of Fame. It's supposed to celebrate the game. It's not supposed to be a museum. You go to a museum, you see all the, like, if you went to a museum on American history, you would see the good stuff and you'd see the dark stuff. You would see slavery, but you would also see us winning World War II. You would see us at our worst. You would see us at our best. That's not what a Hall of Fame is. But that being said, there is something about the numbers, if they're not honored in a particular way, that kind of make them all pointless anyway, right? And I think there's somehow, some way, there's got to be a way to incorporate some of these guys who are really good, got some help, sure, but were really good anyway. So I'm going to buy that. But I changed my mind on that because I think 10 years ago I would have been not a chance. And now I'm leaning towards
yes. Kind of softened up, but you don't think there should be a steroid wing?
No, that would be weird. I don't think there'd be a wing. I mean, can you imagine if you're like Roger Clemens and like, we've got you in the Hall of Fame, but you're in this like Hall of Shame steroid wing. So what cap would you like us to put on there?
In fact, you know what? You're in the bungalow outside of the main building. We didn't have enough room inside the main
exactly.
building.
Yeah, exactly. Like either they're in or they're not. It's again. Because I think it's supposed to just celebrate the game and that's not going, but I don't know, man. It's tough because did they get an advantage? Yeah, they got an advantage. I don't care what anybody says, like, well, they still have to hit the ball. Yeah, but they got to hit the ball longer. Like they got to hit the ball a long way. All right. When they did hit the ball, it went a long way, but Bonds was a Hall of Famer prior to this. I don't know McGuire, but I think Clemens was.
Too.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, see, I don't know about McGuire.
I don't think McGuire gets in anyway.
But when he was a rookie, he had 49 home runs.
Right.
And
he looked like a skinny pop kid, right?
Yeah. I don't know if that meant anything or, you know, if his quick decline led to. Well, it wasn't even really a quick decline because, I mean, he was part of the Bash Brothers.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he was using roids back then. Who knows?
All right. So I'm going to buy that one.
All right. How about this one? MLS has done it from the beginning. NBA recently entered this world. It's only a matter of time for the NFL and MLB to have advertising on their jerseys.
Without question. I mean, the revenue is there. The money's there. They're going to do it. They are going to do it. I don't know when. I mean, I don't know how long. The only thing that I would say that could prevent this in the NFL is an argument amongst owners as to whether or not it should be a league-wide thing where the league sells the sponsorships and then everybody splits it, kind of like what they do with merchandising, or each individual team, which is probably where Jerry Jones wants to go, can sell it and put it on the jersey. But man, what would Jerry Jones charge a company put a logo on the Cowboys jersey? What would that cost?
That's a good question.
You know what I mean? Like, if he's like sitting down, let's say he's talking to Pepsi. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of a company off the top of my head. And Pepsi probably going to be like, you can have Pepsi in the stadium, but if you want to be on the jersey, that's going to cost you $2 billion. What would he charge Pepsi to put the logo on the jersey?
And does he have different prices? Like, you know, I'll put you on the shoulder Or if you want to be dead smack in the middle of the star.
Right, right. I'm going to buy that. I do think it's a matter of time.
I think so too.
The revenue is right there. It would be interesting because if you're Dallas, you have every right to say to the league, look, if you're Jerry Jones, and this would be legitimate. If you're Jerry Jones, let's say the league goes, hey, we're thinking about meeting with some big corporations to put logos on the jerseys, and we struck a deal with Amazon, or I don't care who, and we're going to put them all on all the jerseys. Dallas has every right to say, you know, we are on national TV like 7 times. We're on more than Jacksonville. So, you know, because of that, they shouldn't get the same amount of money as us. That's a legitimate argument from a business standpoint. I think if you're Jerry Jones or the Steelers or, I don't know, who else is on TV a lot, Brady and the Bucks or Aaron Rodgers and the Bucks, whoever gets like a majority of these nationally televised games on Monday night, Thursday night, and Sunday night and all that, they have every right to go, whoa, I'm not splitting this revenue with Detroit.
The Lions' selling point is like, hey, we got a great game.
Yeah.
Everyone watches us play.
Everybody watches that one game we play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's that would be a legit point if they could sort that out. So, all right. I want another one. These are good.
How about this one? You know, we always talk about college versus pros, right?
Right.
We've brought that. And it should be common knowledge to everyone that no matter how great a college football team, it cannot beat an NFL team.
Cannot.
Right.
Cannot do it.
But could a really great college basketball team get one over an NBA team?
That might actually happen. That might happen. I'm going to lean no, but think about the way an NBA team is structured, right? Like an NBA team can have guys on that team, a lot of guys on that team that should be playing college ball, right? That should be this around the same age as the players in college. I think the 3-point shot is the great equalizer. Once I knew that there was a bunch of college players that beat the Dream Team at an exhibition game in Hawaii that nobody saw, I think anything's possible in basketball.
Well, you know, I was thinking of that too. I don't remember what year it was. You probably do. That one Kentucky team that Anthony Davis was on.
2012.
2012, and they had like 4 first-rounders
picked. Yeah, exactly.
That team, I think, assembled could be a really low tier. I'm not saying they're going to be like, the Warriors.
Right.
You know, I don't think that'll happen. But I think that team assembled could get one on, you know, a weaker NBA team.
Yeah. And I think, when you talk about NBA, I mean, again, you're talking about guys that could be around the same age, be good. It's not man versus boys, right? Like it isn't like in the NFL. Like, you got 30-year-old offensive linemen trying to block a 19-year-old kid. That's not going to work, right? That's going to be horrible. But I think in basketball, again, you get one or two guys that are red hot. Yeah, and just keep it close. Yeah, I think it could happen.
Yeah, because I mean, it's I would say it's easier to score.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see, no matter how good that 19-year-old defensive lineman is, you know, I think the 28-year-old offensive lineman is going to be like, I got so many tricks you don't even know.
Exactly. I think it's just tear that kid to pieces.
You know, you think you're going to get past me? Watch. Pancake. Boom. Maybe you want to try it again? Pancake. Boom. Okay. You know, when are you going to actually start trying?
Right. Right. We got time for one more?
Oh, sure.
Let's squeeze it in.
Well, okay. Let's do the age-old one. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I've been saying this for years. I don't care what you tell me it's not. It is a Christmas movie. I love it. I love the Christmas feel of Die Hard. I could watch it at any other time, but I like it on Christmas. I like it around Christmas. It's great. I'm buying that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm the same with you. I've seen two things with Bruce Willis where he says Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, and then at the same time, I see him a photo of him holding up Nakatomi Center Christmas party.
That's right. That's right.
So you can't have it both ways, Bruce.
You cannot. You cannot. All right, that's buy or sell. That was actually a good one. I'd like to do that. I'd like to revisit that one again. That was actually fun. All right, that's a Wake Up Call at Sports Map Radio.